Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Welcome back. Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Welcome on in. Glad you're listening. ESPN Rochester on the free-to-download Radio.com app. Let's get the thoughts of 13-WAM sports director Mike Catalana joining us now in the Sports Bar. One of our regulars. Mike, how are you?
Good, fellas. How's it going?
Mike, was that the best win for the Buffalo Bills this season as far as playing a complete game?
Yeah, I would say start to finish it was. It was one of those rare games where you really never felt like Denver was a threat. I know it was only 6-0 at half. The Bills were clearly outplaying them, and then that drive to start the third quarter was big, and I thought they put them away. I thought if you really look around, I mean, offensively and defensively, Denver's not a good offense, but they usually run the ball pretty well, and the Bills shut that down. And the fact that the Bills were able to just pound them on the ground, and Allen made two really, really good throws for touchdowns. So, yeah, I would say it's complete. Again, the stakes get higher, the teams get better, all those things are coming for them. But this is what you wanted to see them do against teams they're better than. Two straight wins by 17 points, that's the way to get it done.
Yeah, and I think a couple of weeks ago, we maybe looked at Thanksgiving and thought, oh, that's going to be tough against Dallas. Yeah. Seeing what we saw out of Dallas yesterday against New England and noting that the Bills are probably playing their best football right now, hey, you gave the Bills a shot on Thursday.
Yeah, I definitely give them a shot. They're a better coach team. The difference with Dallas right now is the volatility, you know, the fact that they lost a tough game. They have not played particularly well. Who knows what's going to happen with their coach? And you never know what the vibe's like in a locker room, right? Do they really play for him? Is it something in that building on Thanksgiving that maybe they're going to bounce back that way? Yes, it's a talented team, but I'm not looking at Dallas as so talented and so good that all they got to do is turn it on. You know, I really do believe if the Bills play a good football game, they can win that game no matter how Dallas plays. I don't think the talent level is that superior on the Dallas side. It certainly hasn't been this year. And so, can the Bills do it? Yes. Here's the difference. Dallas is going to be back at home trying to recoup after what they did. But we're looking to see the Bills go on the road against a team that is still over 500, that has been in the playoffs, that has been a good team and has looked very good at times. So it's still going to be a big step up in class for the Bills based on what we've seen them do so far this year.
Mike, it's a big game for Bills fans being on national television, having the spotlight. What does it mean to the guys in the locker room, do you think? Do you think we make too much of it, or they're just not going to admit that they're going to be a little more fired up for this game knowing that the country's watching here?
Well, it's so funny you say that about the country watching, because like Micah Hyde talked about, he loves playing in Dallas, great place to play, the energy of Thanksgiving, all those things. And he was asked about the big TV audience, because I got to tell you, I don't know if there's a better spot to get people to watch than 4:30 on Thanksgiving Day, right? Everybody is in front of the TV at that game, no matter almost who's playing. And he was like, we don't care about Joe Schmo in Wyoming. It's funny that he said Wyoming, watching the game. He goes, you know, we got Bills fans and all. But I do think they realize this isn't just a national TV game. This is that prime. It is the prime game. You know, prime time is considered the evening. But that's the prime game on Thanksgiving. You know, other guys have never, most of the players have never played on Thanksgiving before. Now, they're even more jacked up. But you know what? The Cowboys players are too. Yes, they do it every year. But it is a huge deal in Dallas too. So I think everybody will be ready in that sense to play. It's a little easier to get up for this in a short week than almost any other game. So no matter what they say, believe me, when they're getting this shot, really they get two national games this year. The other's on a Saturday right before Christmas when people are shopping, so I don't know if it's as big a deal. it's pretty big for them.
Mike, do you get a sense of how the Bills might travel in terms of the fan base? I mean, we've seen them kind of take over Cleveland and Tennessee. I mean, this opportunity doesn't happen often. And hey, Bills fans have been traveling a lot this year.
I don't know if it'll be as – it's not going to be as much because, you know, it's a little tougher to say to your spouse, or, you know, I'm taking off or we're going. But there are people that will do that. But I will tell you this. We're going down there tomorrow. We'll be down there for reports starting on Wednesday. We're doing our Facebook Live show at a place called Buffalo Brothers in Arlington. They're expecting 1,000 people at the bar on Wednesday because of the Bills Backers Club that's down there. It's actually run by a guy whose family's from Rochester. So I know there's a lot of Bills fans in that area, and so those people will be out, whether they're going to the game or just going to the party surrounding it. But it is a little tougher travel to go on Thanksgiving, but we know there's going to be fans making the trip down there.
Mike Catalano, 13 Wham, joining us here in the Sports Bar. Mike, the run defense yesterday, Milano, the guys up front, Edmonds, are they ready for the test of Zeke Elliott? In other words, the problems that were evident at the beginning of November, have the Bills actually fixed this? I guess that's a question I'm asking you. We're all waiting to hear here.
Yeah, I think they've done much better. I like the aggressive play calling from Leslie Frazier and from Sean McDermott defensively. Milano, I mean, he's an athletic linebacker, but he was like he was shot out of a cannon yesterday. He was flying all over the field yesterday. And that's a good running team. Look, Miami can't run the ball. They've got a bad running game. But what they did yesterday was impressive. And I like the fact that, you know, they use those cliches, but they're playing downhill. They're getting into the backfield. They're flying from sideline to sideline. I think they sort of looked at it and said, we've got two young athletes playing linebacker. Let's turn them loose a little bit. And they were really good yesterday. So whether it's part scheme or just part mentality, I think they've done a much better job. Yes, Zeke is a big deal. Zeke's biggest enemy might be his own team and the way they call plays sometimes because, you know, he can be a dominant back and he can get going and start running over people. But, you know, they've got to do a better job sometimes of their play calling in order to put him in that position.
Mike, talk about the play of the offensive line. Usually when we're not talking about the offensive line, it's a good thing because they're doing their job. But yesterday with the adversity of no Ty Inseki, with Morse missing most of the game, boy, they've really done a good job. And we know Morse listed as limited on the injury report that was released just a few minutes ago. Do you think Morse returns for the game in Dallas? And overall, talk about what you've seen out of that offensive line and the job that Bobby Johnson has done coaching that unit.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see with Morse because if it's causing him a problem, it's basically snapping the ball with his hand, right? Otherwise, you know, if he was playing guard or playing tackle, I don't think it would be as big a deal, but I think it's snapping the ball that's been going to be his issue. I thought Feliciano appeared to do a good job, and Cody Ford held his own. You know, you'll look on a few of those plays, you got to do a deeper dive into to see, but you know, Von Miller had two tackles behind the line, and he had the one sack. It's Von Miller. But he didn't dominate the game. He wasn't close to it. And even Miller said after the game that both Ford and Deion Dawkins did a good job, and he was complimentary of them. So, yeah, Bobby Johnson did a good job. You've got to adjust. You know, I've talked about the health of this Bills line or this Bills team, but yesterday was a day when guys got to step up. And one thing you got to remember, and you guys know it, you only dress seven offensive linemen for a game. So somebody's got to move over. Somebody's got to step in. In this case, you know, your center goes out. You know, your guard's moving over. Another guy's going to guard. You're already missing a tackle. Like, that's as close to adversity as the Bills have had from injuries all season long. And I thought they handled it really well yesterday.
It's too bad, though, what happened to Robert Foster. I mean, now everybody's going to get to see Duke Williams perhaps here, Mike.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what it is about Duke. I know he doesn't play special teams, and everybody laughs about that whole thing of special teams. And Robert Foster runs up and down the field. But you never know what they're going to do with the roster. Maybe they will give Duke some shots at wide receiver. You can see why they want Foster on the field, though. Yesterday, twice he showed that speed. And then, of course, he pulls up lame after that. That didn't look good. I would be stunned. I know he didn't practice today. Stunned if he's ready for Thursday. I mean, that's just you know, you're not expecting that at all. But, yeah, we'll see what they do. That speed is what they miss at times. That's why they usually go to it with, you know, John Brown got loose deep yesterday. But that's what both he and McKenzie can do for you, whether it's in the little handoff sort of screen game or the jet sweeps or like that one coming across the middle. So hopefully he can get back at some point. But, yeah, maybe fans will be happy. We'll get to see Duke this week. Because the other one is Teron Neal practice today, which is another special teams guy back. So that might impact what they even do in terms of their roster. Maybe in need of dressing another offensive lineman because they won't be 100% sure what's going on with Boris and the rest of the line.
Mike, has Shaq Lawson made enough of a case for himself this season to get paid this coming offseason?
He's going to get paid by somebody. You know, he has shown enough of that. Look, teams are dying for pass rushers. Now, they didn't take on his fifth-year option, and that number's pretty high as a first-round pick. But they're in a position now, they wouldn't be the first team to do it, to decline the fifth-year option and then sign the guy to a deal. I will not be stunned if they're talking to him now and seeing if they can come up with an agreement. You know, you get on the open market. Let's see what Shaq does the rest of the year. But if Shaq puts up three or four more sacks and makes a few more plays, he's still a young guy. Teams love to sign free agents. Like, this is the time they look at him. That guy going into his second contract, still in his 20s. I think the Bills, you look at their team, they need pass rushers. That's really been a weakness, though they've spread it around. I can't remember how many guys it is now that have had at least one sack. It's a pretty high number on the team. But if a guy can get to the quarterback, he'll get paid, and I think he's going to get paid by somebody.
I want to say it's 13. That's an unbelievable number of guys.
A big number.
Yeah.
Because right? They've gotten from secondary guys. I mean, Trey White, Jordan Poyer, and then everybody in the D-line. And heck, you know, Ed Oliver sacked a quarterback when they actually tried to block him. So that's each one of his sacks has been different, but that was a little different for him yesterday.
Yeah, Oliver's been interesting. I was just going to ask you about that because it's been, fair to say, an up-and-down rookie season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all expect something like Aaron Donald to be drafted. No, it takes a little time here, Mike. But yeah. So where do you think we are at right now in the development of Ed Oliver?
You know, I like when I see really strong flashes from them. Yes, you want consistency. You want them to do it more and more. But if you have a first-round pick, he's got to be able to guide it. That's got to be really good. And there are times he looks really good. I think with a guy like Ed Oliver, playing where he played, playing the position he plays at the size he plays, it's going to be a lot about technique. It's going to be, and I know that's what Kyle Williams works on him with, but I think sometimes it takes these guys a little while to really realize if they don't play with the right technique, don't get your hands in the right place, don't use leverage, you're not pushing guys around like you did at Houston. It's a different world in the NFL. And I think he's learning that, and I think he's having success at times when he does it the right way because he is a talented guy. Yes, he's a bit undersized, certainly, but he's got the quickness. He can get into the backfield. So made a play in the backfield, got a sack yesterday, almost got another safety for himself, or got the Bills another safety yesterday. So that was a big play. But I like seeing those flashes because I want to see a guy who can make big plays.
Mike, with just over a quarter of a season remaining, the Buffalo Bills now firmly entrenched in that number 5 seed in the AFC, 2 games clear of the next closest team in the playoff hunt. Which one of those teams, you know, do you think gives them the best run for their money here in terms of making the postseason? I don't want to say it's a certainty that they make the postseason, but let's face it. I mean, they scratch out one, maybe two more wins. They might not even need two more wins, but they scratch out at least one more win. They're probably in the postseason, yes?
Can I say the Jets?
We were playing with the scenario earlier, Mike, that the best case scenario for the Bills, get to 10 wins and then have that week 17 game not mean anything. Lock up that 5 seed before anybody else can.
Well, here's one thing got to remember. Look at what they're facing the next couple of weeks, right? So while everybody's, and they should be excited, and they got a legitimate shot on Thursday in Dallas, but it can turn pretty quickly. Look what happened to the Raiders yesterday.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good about themselves, then they get smoked. So it can happen. Pittsburgh, I know their defense is playing well, but, you know, you could play well, and I said this, they could play well and win. You could play well and lose the next 2 games, right?
Yeah.
Now look at the circumstances you're in. Now you are, who knows what the circumstances are with the playoffs. Let me tell you something. You want to feel really good about it, go knock off Dallas on Thursday or come back and beat Baltimore. Because like I said, it can turn pretty quickly in this league. I think they're in a pretty good spot, but I'm telling you, I'm not counting anything in the NFL going down the stretch until you go out there and prove it. I like what they've done against teams they're better than, but that Pittsburgh game is on the road, and that defense still plays pretty well, and somehow that team is still 6-5 with a bad offense at the moment. So, you know, it just makes you a little anxious. I'll tell you what, Thursday night at about 8:30, if they go knock off the Cowboys, even though it's an NFC game, you'll feel a lot better about those playoff chances. But I guess all those teams have a shot, but you'd have to believe that Pittsburgh is still in it. That Pittsburgh-Cleveland game is a big one coming up.
Yeah.
So let's see who wins that game. But I laugh about the Jets, but don't you think if the Jets keep playing like this and Darnold isn't throwing the ball to the other team and the defense with the guys they've got on the field, I don't mean necessarily that they'll make it, but that's not a gimme in the last game of the season either.
Mike, we talked last week about the Patriots. No, they're not going to catch. Did anything change yesterday? Another ugly win for New England, bad weather conditions. But if we're looking ahead here, I mean, how susceptible are they to an early exit or maybe just not getting back to the Super Bowl?
Well, I guess we can always say that. The problem is, you know, at 9-1, I mean, you know, could they get knocked off? Yeah. I mean, look at it. If you're the Bills, you know, you go beat Dallas, see New England getting lost. I mean, you could put yourself at least picture what it would be like going to Foxborough still with a chance. I don't think that's going to happen. The problem you got with the Patriots is they're almost a lock to be the one, you know, probably maybe the 2 seed. So they get that bye. So they're going to have one home game to go to the championship game. That's what they've been able to do for themselves. I got to tell you, that offense is not very good. They're just not. There's nothing the only thing they depend on right now is Edelman. He can get the ball to Edelman. He makes plays for them. And yeah, maybe this the N'Keal Harry, the guy they drafted, will spark them a little bit. But in the Eagles game, they slog their way through. They get in the red zone now. It's mostly kicking field goals. They got a touchdown last week. They had to do it with a flea flicker, you know, pass by Edelman. They just can't do it. Their defense is great, but they are vulnerable because they just can't run away from people anymore. But they're well-coached. Special teams is great. They'll block a punt. They'll do whatever. They'll get a great call from the ref. One way or the other, they'll find a way to win the game.
He's 13 Web Sports Director Mike Catalana joining us in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Mike, before we let you go, make sure you let our listeners know everything that you got working this week. We know you're going to be doing some traveling down there to Dallas. Let everybody know what they can look forward to.
Yeah, we're heading down to Dallas. It'll be a lot of fun. One of the things we're doing since the stadium itself, now I've been there for the draft before. It's kind of funny. That's where Josh Allen was drafted number one for the Bills.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be something to get his biggest signature win in Dallas? We're taking a tour of Jerry World there, or as they like to say, AT&T Stadium in Arlington, is what they tell us. We're doing that on Wednesday in the afternoon, and then Wednesday night, we do our Facebook live show, Let's Talk Football Live, 7 o'clock. We'll be doing it live from Buffalo Brothers in Arlington with Bills fans all over the place. So that should be a lot of fun. So check us out on the 13 Wham Facebook page and BuffaloPlus.com. We're loaded up with Bills content. So it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's my first ever Thanksgiving Day game to cover. I didn't go to the game in 94, so I'm looking forward to a chance to do that and seeing how the Bills do in the big time against Dallas.
The happy Thanksgiving to you, Mike. Oh, one last question. Are you going to ask Josh Allen if he was classmates with Joe Schmo in Wyoming?
How about that? Joe Schmo, of all things. Joe Schmo. You know, I wonder if he's going to have a conversation with Micah Hyde, back calling him, you know, There probably is a guy named Joe Schmo in Wyoming, right?
Well, maybe he's a cantaloupe farmer. Who knows?
That's true.
Yeah. Mike, appreciate your time always. Safe travels, buddy. Mike Catalana.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you when you get back.
You as well. 13 Web Sports Director Mike Catalana. Good with his time joining us here in the Sports Bar.
Yeah, that was some good stuff as we're on a short week here. The Bills practice today was closed to the media. So anybody that wants to know, was Mitch Morse back on the field with the first string offense? Was he No idea. So the Bills kind of already in lockdown mode here. Not your typical Monday out at One Bills Drive.
All right, time for some takes. Takes on tap. It's I'll Drink to That in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. There's a team that's being accused of mismanaging their quarterback situation. And there's a handful of teams out there that are, you could say, mismanaging their quarterback situation. But we're going to focus in specifically on Doug Marrone's team in Jacksonville.
Oh, good old Doug. Yeah. Eric Wood, he is good for a story each week in the Bills pregame, but he actually shared a story about this year's team and the statistic that coaches are giving to the players to try to get them motivated. It's a very simple thing, but we'll relay what Eric Wood had to say about this week's defensive statistic. This is before the Denver game. Seems to be working.
All right, that's on the way next. I'll Drink to That. The Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. More on the way. ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.